Yeah, I'm obviously delighted to be back in the north, and I'm just, you know, relishing the opportunity really to be the manager of Blackpool.
I say it's a long time since physically we've met up, a long time ago, but you know, your career's gone on and done things totally differently than what you expected when you left Preston. But how's it been for you, seriously, over those years?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's been there's been a lot of dark times, probably more dark times than actually, you know, happier ones, if I'm being truthful. But I think that'll stand me in good stead. I think it stood me in good stead for the job that I had to endure for 12 months at Portsmouth. And hopefully, you know, I can take them experiences on and use them to have better times here at Blackpool.
Tell us how it went about, because it's very, very fast, very quick. All the discussions are quick. I mean, you were down there at the training ground this morning, I believe, till about 11 o'clock, and here you are in Blackpool at half eight, 9 o'clock at night. So it's been some day, hasn't it?
It has, yeah, and it's one of them. It was a strange day last night, because obviously there's all sorts of speculation, you know, and obviously the mood of the going into the game last night wasn't quite right with myself, the staff, the players, the disappointment of losing the game. And then obviously waking up this morning, going into the training ground as I normally do, having a little bit of look back at the game, and all of a sudden, bang, things happen very, very quickly, as they tend to do in football. But, you know, it's been a long day. It's probably going to be a long couple of weeks for me to bed myself in, get a look at the squad and familiarise myself with the place, but I'm looking forward to it.
People, when you got the job down there, I think a lot of people and neutrals were really delighted. Oh, great, Michael Appleton's finally got, you know, he's a number one, he's getting a job, and then, bang, it all happened off the field. I mean, you had to stick with it. You had to be proud and brave and carry on. But, I mean, that must have been absolute gutter for you. You know, you're getting your first job and then all the hassle starts.
Yeah, I mean, I joke to a lot of the local press on the South Coast, and probably to some of the national boys as well, where for 2 weeks the job was brilliant. you know, and then all hell broke loose, and I had to endure two administrations in the space of a couple of months. And you know, still now, obviously still being in administration 10 months later, it was a grind most days. And I think obviously a big thank you has to go to the fans, because they got really behind me. They really took to me. And you know, probably if it wasn't for them, you know, there was times where it was very, very difficult, and they probably kept me hanging around.
What about what you pick up here with, you know, Ian Holloway's gone, had a cracking win in his first game, and what he's done here in 3 years. I mean, is that a big leap for you? Is that something you've got to try and live up to, or is it just purely Michael Appleton time now?
I think it is. I think, obviously, myself and Ollie are completely two different types of personalities. I'd like to think we've still got the same philosophy in terms of how we want the team to play and the style of football. You know, maybe that has attracted, you know, the chairman and the people at the football club towards myself. But, you know, I'll do it my way. Hopefully, you know, if we can get, you know, half the success of what Ollie had over a period of 3 or 4 years, then, you know, I'm sure that the fans and the people at the football club are delighted.